Text, the people of the hollows. For centuries, American Indians traveled these hills and hollows, moving with the seasons and following food sources. Spanish explorers in the 1500s and the French in the late 1600s encountered tribes that lived in villages, grew crops, and traveled to hunt deer and bison. The Indians' life changed when different cultures arrived. By the late 1800s, most tribes had been moved onto reservations. In the mid-1800s, American-born settlers of mainly Scots-Irish heritage established small hamlets along rivers and springs. Families practiced subsistence farming and gradually built trading networks that used the rivers for transportation. Social relationships centered on family and local communities. Commercial settlements gave rural settlers an incentive to come together. People gathered to share ideas at mills, stores, and one-room schools as well as on the rivers. Railroads brought commerce with the larger world. By the late 1800s, thousands of acres of Ozark forests diminished as railroads demanded wood for ties, trestles, and fuel for steam engines before coal became the fuel of choice. In this boom and bust economy, resources ran out or markets dried up. The Current and Jack's Fork rivers acted as highways long before roads were passable. Ferries operated until modern bridges replaced them. In the mid-1920s, tourism took hold with the establishment of state parks. Outfitting and guide operations sprang up. Most used wooden John boats, which were inexpensive to build and, with their square, flat-bottom hull design, easy to navigate on shallow rivers and sandbars. Today, oral traditions and practical recreation reign, storytelling, hunting, fishing, trapping, picnicking, and, especially, family reunions. The distinctly regional culture of the Ozarks takes a pragmatic approach to life that respects loyal kinship, values personal independence, and relies on local resources.